Cash cattle prices finish out the week near steady. I'm Keith Weinberg with your farm news update. As we wrap things up on Friday, the gates opened up just slightly, allowing a few cattle through. Going into the weekend, the cattle industry was reviewing a number of factors that were playing a role when it comes to our markets. John Dick is with Swenson Investments and Commodities, based out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah, obviously it's a futures market for a reason. I think definitely some risk-off type of trade. I know there's rumors out there that the Greeley plant is one step closer to getting striked upon with the workers there, paperwork submitted, all that being the news. And I think that's kind of flowed a little bit into the cash market with those bids out there and stuff. That's light trade at that 245 and maybe even a little bit less. So wouldn't doubt that is a significant point to do it. Obviously not a lot of sympathy, but there are the Packers are feeling it pretty hard here with boxes up. The last couple days, it's still not enough to get their mark turned around.
And then you throw in the fact we wrapped up the month of February, so you have that end of the month positioning.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have the Feb off, so probably not looking at anything as far as deliveries with costs and stuff like that. But, rolling into that April contract, 236, pretty discount to the cash market, but long time before that first notice day comes for them.
And speaking of cash prices, on the hog side of things, cash hog prices have been looking pretty impressive here as of late.
Yeah, the hogs got a nice little bounce here the last 2 weeks here. Obviously had a really good run from middle of November to, call it the start of February. Saw a pretty significant pullback there in all the contracts. A nice V-bottom on a technical charting type of look here, June and then July especially, essentially at contract highs.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Weinberg.